You know, I've been in a few homes around Christmas time where they gathered around a piano and they just sang Christmas carols together. And we thought, you know, why not do something similar to that today? And so we're gathered just to be able as a family to celebrate. And I hope so far this has been an encouragement to you. I am so glad to be here today. For some of you that know, I've been away for several weeks with some health-related issues, and so I'm glad to be back this morning. I've had a lot of time to do some thinking, and there are many things that I want to talk about, having had all this time to think, so this talk could go on for hours this morning. But I know that you've got lunch, so we'll just keep it nice and short and get to the point. But I think we'd love to just be thinking about the Christmas message together. And so I want to just spend a little bit of time as we continue to sing, thinking about the Christmas story. I actually want to begin this story this morning with a true story. It actually is something that took place on eBay. A guy put up a car for sale in 1963. Pontiac Le Mans Tempest. In fact, this is the actual car that he put up for sale. He did this several years ago. He inherited the car. You know, it was one of those things. I don't know how he was the one in the family that got the car, but he did. And this was the condition that it was in. And so he thought, you know, if I could just get $500 for this, that would be fantastic. I mean, I'm going to come out ahead if I could, you know, get somebody to give me $500 on eBay. So he put the car up for $500. The car did not have an engine, but nonetheless, he thought, you know, if I get $500, this would be good. Well, people started to comment about the car and ask questions about the car and so forth. And there were so many questions that were coming in. He finally posted and he said, you know, I'm really sorry. I just can't keep up with all your questions, all your comments. I've got to get some sleep, so I hope you understand. He said a couple days after that, there was a bidding war that began and people just continued to bid up this car. And finally, watching this go on for a couple of days, he again posted. And this time he said, you know, I don't really want to be a smart aleck, or I don't mean no disrespect, but I'm wondering, you know, what is it about this car that would lead all of you to bid the amounts that you are bidding for this car? He had no idea. There was one guy that wrote back and he said, well, this was built in 1963 by Pontiac. It was specially made, and it was the fastest car of that year. Actually, this car was one among seven that were built in 1963, a special edition of the Pontiac Le Mans Tempest. It was known as the dragster of that year. It truly was the fastest car that was built that year. Well, when they finished the sale, 10 days into the whole thing, he finally said, you know, sale's over. This car sold for $226,522. Can you imagine? I mean, he couldn't. He had no idea how much this car was worth, that this car was priceless treasure to those who knew the worth of that car. And tonight we're going to look at the story of Jesus' birth, which is a birth of priceless treasure. It's a birth that should cause all of us to ask a simple question. The question is actually asked in a song we're going to sing next. The song is titled, What Child Is This? And as we sing that song together this morning, we should ask that question. Who is this child? Who is this child that so many have come to see as priceless treasure? Let's sing this song together. I'd like to read for you the passage that focuses on the birth of Jesus that's found in Luke chapter 2. If you've got a bulletin this morning, you can actually pull out the message note sheet and find this passage there. I think we might also have it on the screen for you. We're just going to read part of the passage, not the whole thing. But part that focuses on this matter that we're talking about this morning, this treasure, in Luke chapter 2 and beginning in verse 11, the shepherds are there and the angels have gathered and communicated a message to the shepherds. And so that's where we pick it up. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Now, if you just look at that passage for just a minute, you can see that there are three people groups that are involved with this whole matter of Jesus' birth. First of all, you see the shepherds. And we're told that the shepherds had this incredible, miraculous, divine revelation from angels that told them that this is the Savior, this is Jesus Christ, the promised Messiah, the one that we've waited for. And they gave the angels gave the shepherds a sign so that they, and by that, intended that the shepherds would see the baby. And so they gave them a sign that you're going to find him in a manger and swaddling cloths. Now, at that moment, the shepherds had a decision to make, and kind of it's the decision that anybody would make connected to the birth of Christ, even a decision that's made to this day, and that is, what would they do with that message? And as you can see, well, the shepherds immediately, having heard this message in haste, quickly, went to see for themselves whether or not this, in fact, was true. They went to Bethlehem to see this thing that had happened, that the Lord, you can see, they're made known to us through these angels. And when they had come and saw the baby, they made known what it was that they had seen. So if we were to just kind of summarize their reaction, we would say they heard the message. And then they investigated the message. They went to see whether or not this, in fact, was true. And then they believed the message. And then they shared the message with others. They became the first witnesses to the fact that, in fact, Jesus is the Messiah. He's the Christ child. And then it says in verse 20, "And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them." So then the shepherds went away worshiping God for what they had seen and for what they had heard, that God, in fact, had sent the promised Messiah that they had been waiting for. So we could say that the response of the shepherds was to worship God for what they had seen, for what they had come to believe, for what they had investigated. There's another group here, and it was those that the shepherds communicated to, the crowd of people, all who heard what the shepherds had said, what they had experienced. It says that they wondered. They wondered what the shepherds had told them. And this is a wonder of, I wonder if that's true, that kind of a wonder. I wonder if, in fact, what the shepherds are saying is true, that this is the Messiah, this is the promised one, this is the one that it was said would come into the world, and even all the way back to the time of Abraham, the father of the Jews, there was a promise made that one would come through the family line of Abraham, and this one would bless the world. And so this group of people, the larger group of people, is left to wonder. I wonder. And so many of us today have that same kind of response to the Christ child. I wonder, maybe we don't have a wonder of action, it's just more of a wonder of thought, if you know what I mean. Is that really true? And maybe that's where it ends. Kind of like I heard recently that pine nut oil is really good for your digestive system. And now you having heard that, you may say, I wonder if that's true. Or you may say, I don't even care about pine nut oil, you know, I have no desire. I was reading this morning in a book, and as a part of what they were trying to communicate, they said, you know, if you go to this link, then you will be able to learn more about the subject that I'm trying to communicate to you right now. You know what? I didn't even go to the link. I wondered about it, but I didn't go to it. They wondered. And some people, when it comes to the story of the Christ child, they just kind of wonder that far. Maybe, maybe not. But then there's Jesus' parents, Mary and Joseph, but specifically, you see the response of Mary in verse 19, where it says that Mary treasured up all these things and she pondered them in her heart. What things? Well, she was the one that was chosen by God to be the one that would bear the Christ child, this virgin. So no doubt she thought about how all of this happened. How in the world this happened? She treasured that. She pondered that. She considered that. She considered that Mary and Joseph, because of taxation, had come to Jerusalem, to Bethlehem, just 6 miles south of Jerusalem. They had come to Bethlehem, and while they were there, she delivered this baby in the exact location that Micah, the prophet, 700 years before said that the Christ child, the promised one, the Messiah, would be born. No doubt she treasured that. She pondered that. She pondered, no doubt, what the shepherds had said and the experience that the shepherds had had with the angels and how they had come, and they had come to believe after having investigated the facts. All of that, no doubt, is a part of what Mary treasured and what Mary pondered. You know, what you have here in this story are three different reactions that were true of how people responded to the Christ child at that time, but you know what? They're still true today, aren't they? Some people will hear the story of the Christ child, and like the shepherds, they'll investigate the story. I mean, they'll put some time into this. They might even take a trip, if necessary, to investigate the story and to see, is that true? Is that something that should somehow connect with my life and should change me? And ultimately, they'll end up worshiping him. Many of us who are sitting here this morning absolutely believe this story. That's why we're here worshiping. Because we believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He's the Savior of the world. There are others who might wonder. It might be the wonder of action. It might be the wonder of inaction. And the thought here in this text, it was more of a wonder of inaction. That's nice. And maybe that's as far as it goes. But then there might be more of the response of Mary. We'll call Mary's response an aha response. Wow. A wow response. Got to have a W here. So we use wow. Wow. This is amazing what has happened here. This is amazing that God chose me to be the one through which the Christ child would be born. Wow. I want you, as you listen to this next song, to just think for a moment, to just ponder for a moment, what's your reaction this Christmas to the Christ child? Is it worship? Is it wonder? Is it wow? Wow. Incredible, isn't it? The great I am, that he is the great I am, that he is God incarnate. Jesus came in order to bring us back into relationship with God. God sent his only son into the world to give his life so that we might have life. That's what the shepherds came to believe. That's what so many have come to believe. Our hope is that you believe that, or you'll come to believe that. You know, at this time of year, there's so many things that we can love about Christmas. I think often, you know, as I consider the things I love about Christmas, I love the four F's about Christmas. I love food, and that's part of what some of you are thinking about right now, you know, more than anything else. When is this service going to be over so we could go to the food, you know, let's move on to the food part of the Christmas thing. I love the food. I love family, being together with family. And I see that some of you have family with you that have come into the area. We're so grateful to have you here. Whether you're close by or far, it's a privilege for us to have you come to this Christmas service this morning. But of course, it's just a fun time to get together as family. Some of you after the service are going to travel a little bit and go see some family, or however it's going to work out for you. Our family all got together on Monday night. It's always difficult when you're a pastor and you've got services on Saturday and Sunday, right? So we found time as a family on Monday to celebrate Christmas, and tomorrow we'll join some more family. It's also time to have fun with friends, isn't it? And so maybe the friends thing is a big part of your Christmas. But of course, the fourth F is faith. This is a time really to consider our faith, to consider our spiritual beliefs, and more than any other time of the year, you know, to just be able to have this holiday where we can focus on the Christ child. We can savor the faith that we have in the Christ child. To savor that faith is to treasure the Christ child. And I don't want you to miss in verse 19 that it says that the Mary treasured. She treasured this. It's fascinating because if you have a Bible, you can look down in verse 51, the same chapter, Luke chapter 2 and verse 51. And it tells the story of 12 years later, when Jesus and his family, they went to Jerusalem and they did some visiting there. And one of the places they ended up in was the temple. The family, after a few days there, started their journey back north to Nazareth, which is where they're from, Galilee of Nazareth. And they, a few days out, realized that Jesus wasn't with them. So they went back looking for him. They finally found him in the temple. He was in the temple as a 12-year-old answering questions of the rabbis. This is a 12-year-old answering the questions of the rabbis. They observed that evidently, and then finally they left town. And when they get back to Nazareth, it says that Mary treasured what she had seen in the temple, what she had seen in Jesus. Here's a woman who knew that when something is valuable, it's to be treasured. And there are a lot of things that we're going to treasure today, and no doubt have been treasuring all during this season, and will continue to treasure. We're going to treasure or savor our food, hopefully. We're going to treasure time together as families. In fact, what we treasure, we ponder. We think about it. We've been thinking about getting together with family. We've been thinking about getting together with friends. We've been thinking about the food that we're going to share. We ponder what we treasure, and we treasure what we ponder. I came across a quote by Thornton Wilder. Thornton Wilder is a novelist, a playwright. He said this. He said, "We can only be said to be alive in those moments when our hearts are conscious of our treasures. We can only be sad to be alive in those moments when our hearts are conscious of our treasures. And if that is true, and I think it is, then Mary got it, because she treasured that which was of value, that which was of greatest value. She treasured being the one through whom God chose to send the Messiah, the Christ child. You know, the worst thing that we could do at this time of year is not to see Jesus for the value that he's worth. To see him as a piece of junk, as a 1963 Le Mans Tempest, it's all beat up and it's worth nothing. And not to see him for the value that he truly is. May that not happen to you this year. May that never happen in your life. May you not be one, may I not be one, may we not be one who does not see the value, the priceless value, the priceless treasure that Jesus is. And in valuing him, may that change our life. May it entirely change our life. May that be something this year that we ponder. Find time today, find time in this season to ponder this wonderful treasure that's found in the Christ child.